listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
We're going to be back in the book of Exodus today, taking a look at the two parts of redemption. Here's our Bible passage, Exodus chapter 12, verse 27, where we read this. You shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. What Jesus did on the cross is for us God's central act of redemption in the New Testament, and in the whole Bible for that matter. But before that, the central act of redemption in the Old Testament was the deliverance of Israel from Egypt at the time of the first Passover. Over and over again, God called Israel to remember him as the God that brought them out of Egypt. On that first Passover, when Israel was delivered, their deliverance came in two ways. First, an enemy was defeated. Exodus chapter 12, verse 27, that's the verse I just read to you, says, he struck the Egyptians. When God redeems us, he strikes out at the one who held us in cruel bondage. God struck the Egyptians, and the Lord also struck Satan at the cross. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says of Jesus' work on the cross that he disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. That is, the cross. Those principalities powers are the devil and his demonic workers. When God redeems, he defeats the enemy that held us in bondage. So first, there's the defeat of an enemy. But then second, God delivers his people. Exodus chapter 12, verse 27 says that the Lord delivered our households. It wouldn't matter much if the Lord were to strike their enemies, but to fail to deliver his people. But he did both, and he continues to do both. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, they had a new identity. They were no longer the slaves of Egypt. Now they were the people of God. With their new identity, God gave them new promises. The old promise was, I will give you the strength to endure this slavery. Now that's a great promise. But this is an even better promise. I will free you and give you your own promised land. With their new identity, God gave them a new walk. While they were slaves, they walked like slaves, head down, full of fear, with no confidence. Now they could walk like free men and free women, confident in God. God gave Israel a new life because he had delivered them. God does his work of redemption just the same today. When he redeems, he strikes the enemy and delivers his people. In his deliverance, he gives us a new identity, new promises, and a new walk. Now, it's just up to us to live out what he gave to us.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.